When was the last time you made a business decision without using a single number? Impossible, right? Numbers permeate every aspect of business life, from financial statements to market research, from production schedules to performance metrics. Yet many professionals approach mathematics with trepidation, seeing it as a necessary evil rather than a powerful ally. The truth is that business mathematics isn't about complex formulas or abstract theories. It's about practical tools that clarify thinking and improve decision-making. Understanding these numerical concepts doesn't require advanced degrees, just a willingness to master fundamental principles that can transform how you approach business challenges. In a world increasingly driven by data, numerical literacy has become the universal language of commerce, one that separates merely adequate managers from truly exceptional business leaders. Data comes in two main forms: time series data, tracking changes over periods, monthly sales, and cross-sectional data, providing snapshots, competitor market shares. Measurement scales range from basic nominal classification, product categories, and ordinal ranking, satisfaction ratings, to more complex interval, temperature, and ratio measurements, sales volume. Variables can be discrete, counted in whole numbers, like 247 employees, or continuous, measured on sliding scales, like 24.73% market share. This distinction guides how we analyze different metrics. Compounding is essential for understanding growth, multiplying by growth rates rather than adding them. A 10% annual growth over a decade yields 159%, not 100%, affecting everything from investments to market expansion. Index numbers convert absolute values to relative ones for easier comparison. The Consumer Price Index exemplifies this, using either base weighting, fixed, or current weighting, updated, methods to track economic changes, with hybrid approaches often proving most accurate. Every business decision involves uncertainty. Probability provides a framework for transforming gut feelings into quantifiable risks and opportunities. Probabilities can be estimated through logical calculation, favorable outcomes divided by total possibilities, past frequencies, 30 defaults per 1,000 customers equals 3% risk, or subjective assessment when data is lacking. Composite events follow key rules. For A or B occurring, add individual probabilities minus overlap. For A and B, multiply probabilities. With dependent events, conditional probability matters. A second purchase becomes more likely after the first. Counting techniques vary by scenario. Multiples for events with duplication, pins, permutations when order matters without duplication, rankings, and combinations when neither applies, team selection. Three essential summary measures bring clarity to data. The mean identifies the midpoint, standard deviation shows spread, and standard distributions describe patterns. The mean works best for most cases, while median better handles outliers. Mode simply shows the most frequent value. Standard deviation reveals data clustering around the mean. Roughly 68% of observations fall within one standard deviation, 95% within two, and 99.7% within three. This enables precise predictions, like a manufacturer calculating the percentage of products falling below weight specifications. Money has time value. $1,000 today is worth more than $1,000 next year due to earning potential. Simple interest calculates only on principal, while compound interest allows earned interest to earn interest, creating exponential growth. Compounding frequency affects returns. $1 million at 10% compounded quarterly yields $1,103,800 versus $1,100,000 with annual compounding. Different compounding periods can be compared using effective annual rates. 1 plus RE equals 1 plus I over K, all raised to the K, where I is annual rate and K is periods per year. Annuities. streams of regular payments in retirement plans and loans use formulas. Future value equals R times 1 plus R raised to the N minus 1 divided by R, and present value equals R times 1 minus 1 plus R raised to the negative N divided by R. Investment evaluation uses net present value, NPV, and internal rate of return. NPV equals present value minus initial outlay, while IRR is the rate making NPV zero. Inflation acts as negative compound interest. At 10% inflation, $10,000 becomes $16,105 in 5 years. Real returns consider inflation's effect. 6% returns during 10% inflation mean minus 3.8% purchasing power annually. Tables and charts transform raw numbers into compelling visual stories. Tables provide precision for detailed analysis, while charts excel at conveying messages quickly and memorably in presentations and executive summaries. Effective tables should be concise, eliminating non-essentials, informative with clear headers, and ordered, arranged logically. Adding derived measures like percentages and year-over-year changes helps reveal patterns. Charts convert numbers into visual patterns that make trends immediately apparent. Always check the vertical scale to avoid misleading impressions. Different charts serve specific purposes. Scatter plots show relationships, line graphs display trends, bar charts compare categories, and pie charts work best for few segment proportions. Watch for common pitfalls. Logarithmic scales can compress variations. Rebasing can hide absolute differences, and area-based visualizations can distort perceptions. Understanding these limitations ensures accurate analysis. The goal is to tell the story behind the numbers honestly and compellingly. Forecasting combines science and art to project future outcomes using three approaches: subjective forecasting based on experience, extrapolation of past trends, and causal modeling based on variable relationships. Time series analysis provides the foundation through moving averages, which smooth fluctuations to reveal patterns. Longer period averages produce smoother curves but respond more slowly to changes, balancing stability against responsiveness. Exponential smoothing generates forecasts using an initial forecast and a weight between 0 and 1. Each forecast incorporates the previous period's actual value and forecast. Lower weights, 0.1 to 0.3, emphasize historical data, while higher weights favor recent changes. Seasonality impacts many business metrics, from holiday retail spikes to summer ice cream sales. Comparing data with the same period in previous years reveals seasonal patterns more effectively than sequential comparisons. Identifying these patterns requires establishing the trend through moving averages and calculating periodic deviations. Regression analysis quantifies relationships between variables, from simple two-variable connections to multiple regression incorporating several factors. This transforms business relationships into mathematical equations that enhance forecasting accuracy. Numbers represent a way of thinking that transforms business decision-making. The mathematical mindset breaks complex situations into manageable components and seeks optimal solutions through logical frameworks. This approach complements judgment and intuition. Successful leaders combine quantitative rigor with qualitative insight, using numerical analysis to test assumptions and refine strategies. Numbers tell stories about customers, operations, markets, and opportunities, if you know how to read them. These concepts provide a toolkit for business numeracy. By mastering them, you can see patterns others miss, quantify risks, and identify overlooked opportunities. You move from hunches to precise probabilities, from estimates to calibrated projections. In today's data-rich environment, numerical literacy is essential. The difference between good and great decisions often lies in how effectively you harness numbers. The challenge isn't mastering formulas, but developing the discipline to apply these concepts and interpret their implications wisely. Numbers are your allies in business decisions. They don't eliminate uncertainty, but help you navigate it with confidence. Those who speak the language of numbers fluently have an edge, not because they calculate faster, but because they think more clearly about what matters.